This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Kerry and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Aloe Fiber Studios. I am Tanner Schwint, Brian Kerry, my co-host, joined in studio by Commissioner Kevin Ross and Weld County Commissioner Mike Freeman. Fellas, how are we this morning? Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Been a busy morning already, but pleasure to be here. Thanks, Tanner.
Mike, how you doing? How's your bracket doing, Mike? We talked about you came out to McCarty's on Friday, and I told you Purdue was going to be the first number one seed out, man.
And you were right.
I was. Yeah. I should have bet on that. I didn't, but how's your bracket doing?
I haven't had a chance to sit down, and I've got like 40 of them in that deal, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and go through them, which I'm going to do. But I imagine it looks like everybody else. There's a lot of high seeds out of this thing.
There are. I've got two of the top four remaining in the final four. You're there as well.
Yeah.
Angel back there has three in it still.
No, but my champ went. Kansas killed me.
Yeah.
That was Kansas in the finals.
My champion's still in. I picked Alabama.
I did too.
I did too.
But the loser of the morning show bracket, whoever has the worst one, has to get frosted tips in their hair. So we're hoping that that's Brian. We're really hoping.
That's a lot of frosting.
That is a lot of frosting. Well said, Kevin. Well said. Well, fellas, thanks so much for joining us this morning for our monthly chat about what's going on in the county and things like that. We're also going to expand this into a wider range about Colorado politics as a whole that's going on. And right now, I mean, the news that I think caught a lot of people off guard and to be completely honest, had me dumbfounded was the news about Dave Williams being that kind of that vocal leader now for the Colorado Republican Party. Explain to me, if you can, why this makes any damn sense at all. Kevin, we'll start with you.
Well, I don't know that it makes complete sense, but what I would look at it as is this is a shift in Colorado, right? Over the last couple decades, what we've had is individuals moving from the parties more towards the middle, right? Because they don't want to be associated with the party. So what you're left with in both parties, Republican, Democrat, are the fringe that are more activated, right? So they're the ones controlling the actual party and some of the stuff that's going on in many, many areas across the state. And that's the only reason I can come up with this is you have activated fringe individuals, you know, across the state that said, this is what we want. This is the individual that we're looking for versus someone that can potentially appeal to more moderate Republicans and get those unaffiliated voters in here and help us turn this state back around. That's my opinion.
That doesn't make... I mean, I understand what you're saying. The game plan doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It feels maybe, and Mike, maybe you can share on this as well. It feels like the Colorado Republicans kind of waving a white flag. We're not going to win in this state. We're going to be a pain in the you-know-what.
Well, I mean, essentially what you do when you continue to move the leadership far right, and that's exactly what this has done, is you completely turn off the unaffiliated voters, right? They're not going to vote for those candidates, which essentially means you can't win an election in Colorado or anywhere else without having the independent or unaffiliated voters. There are more of those than there are Republicans or Democrats. So whether it's a Republican candidate or a Democrat candidate, you've got to have the unaffiliated voters to win. And what we're doing is continuing to push them further away.
Yeah. I agree, because I am one of those unaffiliated voters, and I'm waiting to find a home somewhere. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to take me in, because I have so many Republican values. Mm-hmm. I have so many things that the Republican Party believes in that I say amen.
Yeah.
Yet I have many things on the Democratic side that pop up and I go, amen. I'm there. I'm somewhere in the middle. And what I'm looking for is somebody that doesn't piss me off. You know, and that's actually what I'm trying to find. And to me, what we're talking about right here with this person is exactly the opposite of what needs to happen. I want to be on your side. I need some common sense, and I need the people there who are going to bring me in and not be that. Because I know you're there. I've met you. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's there. But those need to be the voices that are being heard and not more of this.
And why aren't they?
Well, you know, it's a really interesting question. I mean, we've talked about this quite a bit, and it's been that way in Weld County for a while. I laugh about it going back to 2012, right? County Assembly. I got rolled at the County Assembly. I mean, absolutely got rolled. I got beat 63-37 at the County Assembly. And then I go out and win the primary election 60-40. That tells me that the people that are part of the County Assemblies, that are the activists that are part of this, is not where the voters of this county are, and it's also not where the voters of this state are. You know, that's a true story right
there. Right.
And so, it just tells me that that's the same thing with the Republicans. The problem is if they get those people elected in the primary – that are the clear over there, they're not going to win.
No, and even in the primary of this last year and then the actual election, those guys, you know, the election deniers, the far right people got beat in the primaries. They got beat in the primaries. On my primary ballot as a registered Republican in this state, it was a clean slate. It was I think I told Brian we were broadcasting the Stampede Rodeo. I wish I could have parlayed all those things together, right? That would have been great. It was a clean sweep because it was those moderate Republicans that I thought in the state of Colorado at least stood a chance. The moderate Republicans on a statewide level got blasted last year. Why do you look at that and who do we complain to? Because we're sitting here, we got these mics, we're working on this. Who do we complain to? How do we change this, Kevin?
Well, I think it's getting activated yourself, right? I mean, you're doing a great job. You have a voice here on the radio, Tanner. I mean, you're sharing these concerns with others, but it actually takes individuals being fed up enough, right, to say, I need to get involved, and we need to coalesce, we need to come together, and we need to say, what is our voice going to be as a party? And we're ready to carry that out. Let's get organized. What events do we need to be at? How can we help candidates, right, carry the flag, carry the petitions around to go get signed so that they can become candidates? How do we help them put on events so that they spread the word and get out there? And we have to have that same type of passion coming from those types of individuals, right? Or else your voice gets muffled, even though you've got how many thousands of megawatts going out of this building and spreading your word. It still has to get carried on that ground game.
Mike, I guess my thought is, you know, you talked about what happened at the county assembly and things like that. Is there a select few of people that are gatekeeping from keeping the people who have been in power and people like Dave Williams, that I just call them the crazies in there, they've been keeping them in notoriety? Is there people gatekeeping that so it's hard to bust through, or is it just there's been lack of people trying?
I think it's exactly that. I don't think there's any gate people stopping anybody from coming. I think what it is a lot of people are busy. They don't really care. They don't want to get involved in politics. They just don't. And so who's involved?
It's not really attractive right now to an outside person. So, seriously, I look at what you guys are doing and who would subject themselves to that. I think we run some
of our
best.
That's a really good question.
But I think, as you know, you guys are here and I applaud you for being here and being the ones who will stand up and take action and do something. But I think we lose the majority of the potential great candidates because why would they even want to jump into this?
It's brutal. You put your family through a lot of hassle, trouble, hell, whatever
seriously.
You want to say.
No, right? I know you both do, and I respect the hell out of that. I just think we scare a lot of people off with the state of the way things are right now. And I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, and you're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at it, why do you think that we have such terrible candidates at all levels? It seems like it's because that's because the good candidates are too damn smart to actually do this.
You just said a mouthful, Mike. I mean, you really did, because if that's the case where we're at, we need to look at a real big system, system overhaul here.
It needs people like you, Tanner.
Oh.
Seriously, the political system needs young, energized people like yourself who are feeling the way you do, who then say, you know what? What can I do? I can step in and actually do something. I can wait for someone else to do something, or I can do something. And I think
that's where
we're at.
Yeah. It's where it is.
Well, okay. Am I announcing where I'm running for something right now?
It's in your blood, Tanner.
It is. And that day will come. But we're talking with County Commissioners Mike Freeman and Kevin Ross. You're talking about the hate and the vitriol that gets spread out there. And a lot of it has been brought on by the candidates that were running, because that's what they spread, right? And that's what you get in return. Now, Mike, I know... I want to go back to 2020 for a moment. You read a couple of emails to me that you received during that time that I couldn't read that in front of my mother. I couldn't read that in front of you without turning red. Some of the hate that gets spewed out there. And I think on a lot of scales is because people don't – they see these people as just – these figures, not as actual people, right? Even at the county level. No. And that's a little bit of an issue. And you have to do stuff like this, sitting in here talking with us to spread that around. But I just feel like the Colorado GOP as a whole is missing the boat right now. You know, show a little bit of willingness to work with the Democrats on some of the moderate stuff. Now, I know, and this is how it always happens, when the pendulum swings, right? Right now, we are far left, and we're going to continue to get left. And it's going to be rough times with one majority party either side in this much control. They're going to start voting on things that the people are like, wait a second, we don't agree with that right now. That pendulum is going to go there. But why wouldn't the Colorado GOP want to try and work with the Democrats to keep that at a moderate level? And why is that not happening?
You know, that's truly when we've been most successful in this country. And you're not really probably old enough to remember the times. But, you know, the last time that the federal government had a balanced budget, right, it was Bill Clinton, Democrat president, right, and Newt Gingrich, Republican Speaker of the House, and they got together and they decided how important it was for the best interest of the American people, and they figured it out. That isn't happening. That hasn't happened for a while, because I don't care what the issue is. If the Dems are supporting it, the Republicans are voting no, whether it's a good idea or not, and vice versa. It is so divided that you can't even come to an agreement on it, that the sky is blue, right?
Yeah.
You just can't. So
yeah.
that's where it's at.
You know, take it, though, to current times. Look at our state, and Tanner, you brought it up. You have a party in mega control here,
right?
In, inside of Colorado. Well, any bill that the left throws up, they don't need Republican support to get it passed.
That's a good point.
So we can sit there and we can say, no, we don't like it. We can beat the table and just say no, no, no to it. Or we can go in there with the mindset that we are right now and go in there, how can we amend that to soften it, right, to make it not as detrimental to the residents of Weld County and the state as a whole. And that's really the mindset we're going into it with, is we know it's going to pass.
Right.
How can we lower the impact and try and soften that.
But what you guys are doing should be happening at a statewide level, so that next time you roll around and you say, well, listen, here's what we tried to do as the Republicans on this thing that got implemented and it's not popular. Here's what we tried to do with it. The Democrats wouldn't come work with us. Then you have that at least credibility to bring to the table. Having Dave Williams as the leader, you're not going to get any of that. It's going to be hell no, you know, F you. It's going to be all this stuff. That's what just doesn't make
any
damn sense.
But here's the other sad part of that coin, Tanner, is majority people, they go on with their lives on a daily basis, right? They go to work. They take care of their families. They're not paying attention to politics, right?
Yeah.
Dave Williams, that name may not even mean anything to him, right?
Yeah.
Because they aren't invested in it.
Until today.
They don't understand, you know, his past or what's going on. And so I applaud you for being up on the times and what's going on, but not everybody's that interested. So we have to get people educated.
No, it certainly does. 8:19 the time. Fellas, what's going on here locally in Weld County? Appreciate the conversation there. What's going on locally here? 19 more roundabouts going in, Mike. What do we got going on there?
So excited about it. We've actually got a couple of pretty major road projects going on in Weld County. We've got, obviously, the Two Rivers Parkway one that is just getting kicked off. We're about to finish up on the big construction out at 66 and 41 on that, which is really a mitigation part of mm-hmm. railroad closures. And then we're just now about to break ground on the roundabout at County Road 74 and County Road 33.
Yeah.
So I think those are the three major ones.
Can we also got another roundabout down at 6 and 13 down in the south part of the county, and then at 54 and County Line Road.
Yeah. So
it's construction season right around the corner.
It's construction season. Yes, it is. And you know, and the thing about it is it's construction season with still having supply chain issues and still having, you know, everything is costing way more than what we were budgeting for to begin with, just because you're still at, you know, not quite record high, but pretty close to high inflation. But that being said, as we continue to, I've said from the day I started that we've never been able to be proactive on infrastructure. We were behind when we started. We're still behind. You can't keep up with the growth. We've got so many roads in this county that were never designed for the amount of traffic, number one, and the size of the traffic, number two. I mean, you know, back in the day, farmers were all farming with 2-ton trucks. Now they're all farming with semis. And these roads, plus you add the oil and gas, they just weren't designed for – they just weren't built for that kind of traffic. And it tears the heck out of them. And so we spend a lot of time just trying to keep stuff, continue to upgrade stuff. And you have 4,000 square miles, right?
Yeah.
We maintain enough roads to go from right here to Atlanta, Georgia, and back. That's a lot of miles of roads.
A lot of miles.
Of which two-thirds of them are gravel. So there's just a – our public works department has their hands full.
Yeah, they certainly do. Kevin, what's on your table front? What are you working on over there?
I am on Public Works, and the other project I think we forget to mention is the bypass over there at 85 and Peckham, the interchange. That lane shift's getting ready to happen here.
Okay. So
the bridge deck is poured. They're finalizing the sub-base for the lane realignment, so drivers on 85 will see that here in the next few weeks so they can get prepared for that. Other things we're working on, facilities. We got a lot of projects going on there with the county. As well as fleet. You know, it's a challenge in the supply chain issue, like Mike referred to, is getting in just the yellow iron that we need to maintain our roads and continue those improvements. But we've got a great team over there getting that in as well. So,
fellas, appreciate your time. As always, great catching up with you.
Thanks for the work you guys do. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
822, it's Good Morning NOCA. We'll be right back.